感谢主哈，我们讲机会还有整整两天的时间。
We thank God that we still have the remaining two days of the seminar.
虽然我们有两个主要的课程已经结束。
Even though we have completed two books.
但是我们求主能够继续带领我们，能够让我们有始有终。
We continue to ask God to help us so that we have a beginning and an end.
我想把出埃及记哈重点跟我们复习一下。
I'd like to revise some of the main important points in Exodus.
出埃及记四十章啊，那如果大分段的话，可以分两段。
Exodus chapter 40, we can split into two main category.
一章到十八章是讲历史。
Chapter 1 to 18 talks about history.
十九章到四十章是讲律法。
And chapter 20 to 40 talks about law.
十九到
四。Chapter 19.
十九到四十。
To 40 talks about laws.
前面的十八章啊，是以色列人从埃及一直到西乃山的过程。
So the journey from chapter 1 to 18 talks about the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to Mount Sinai.
一章到十二章是讲到在埃及。
And then chapter 1 to 12 talks about the time.
十三十四章是过红海。
12 and 13 talks about the crossing of the Red Sea.
十五章到十八章是红海，离开红海以后，一直到西乃山。
And then chapter 15 to 18 talks about after they left the Red Sea on their way to Mount Sinai.
十九章一直到四十章啊，也可以把它几个分段。
So chapter 90 to 40, we can still split into different categories.
十九章到二十四章啊，十九到二十四啊，就是啊。宣布立法啊，然后跟他们立约。
So this is the announcement of the laws and how the covenant was being established.
所以那个分段点哈，应该是在十九章的五六节。
The beginning of the with the place that it splits off is chapter 19 from verse 5.
十九章啊，十九章的第五节那里哈，神说我把你们好像鹰一样把他们带出来。
Starting from chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
他说，就是要你们听从我的话，遵守我的约。
That now if you fully obey me and keep my covenant.
他在万民中做属神的子民。
Then out of all nations you will be my treasure.
因为神说，全地都是我的。
Because the whole earth is mine.
所以神宣告他的主权，全地是他的。
God announces authority that the whole earth belongs to him.
所以神把他们选出来的目的就是要跟他们立约。
The purpose of God's calling them to come out is so that he can establish this covenant with them.
让以色列民成为属神的子民。
So that Israelites will be the chosen nation and the people of
God. 祭司的国度。
They will be the priesthood.
圣洁的国民。
They will be a sacred nation.
这是神选召他们的目的。
This is the purpose of why God called them.
所以从这一章开始就把诫命立法宣布给他们。
So from this chapter onward, God announced the laws.Commandments and all teachings to them.
到二十四章就是立约的章。
Chapter 24 is the chapter of establishment of a covenant.
所以要杀牲畜。
That is when they need to kill
animals. 血一部分呢、啊，把它撒在那个祭坛。
The blood has to be sprinkled on the altar.
然后把那个约书啊，就是这个诫命律法宣读一遍。
They have to read the laws once again.
百姓说我们都要遵守。
And the people has to keep them.
然后把另外一半的血、啊、就洒在百姓的身上。
And the other part of the blood is being sprinkled or poured onto the people.
所以这个叫做西乃山之约。
So this is the covenant that's established in Mount Sinai.
所以你看那个约啊，约很重要。这个约啊，都是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的那个延续啊。
This covenant is very important because it has very close connection to the covenant being established between God and Abraham.
从神跟亚伯拉罕应许束缚去给他，然后跟他的子民，一直到这里又重新跟他们立约。
So from then, when God first established the covenant with Abraham on, and all the blessings to his descendants, and once again, God established the same covenant.
所以我们一般讲旧约啊，就是这个了，这叫旧约。
So when we talk about
是用牛羊的血立约。
The covenant we meant we refer to this, which is the blood of the animals.
那二十五章以后啊，就开始主事要造会幕。
So from chapter 5 onwards, it's the instructions to build the tabernacle.
因为这是神要跟人相会的地方。
Because this is a meeting point between God and man.
因为神很乐意啊跟人相会。
God is very willing to meet with men.
但是人跟神之间啊有一个障碍没有办法解决。
But there's an obstacle between man and God that cannot be.
因为人有罪。
This is because man has sinned.
所以人没有办法亲近神。
So that is why man is cannot draw close.
所以才要造会幕，成为神跟人相会的地方。
That is why tabernacle need to be built so that that's the meeting point where.
所以当会幕造好以后。
Close to man.
会幕造好以后，
so when the tabernacle is being built,
所以神的荣光就啊充满这个会幕。
God's glory and His light will shine upon this tabernacle.
啊，所以透过会幕啊，啊神就跟摩西讲话。
So through this tabernacle, that is where God talks to Moses.
啊，然后主示他一些献祭的礼仪。
He commanded Moses and instructed him the procedure containing.
所以出埃及记接下来就是利未记。
So after Exodus, the next book is Leviticus.
啊，利未记啊，就是神透过会幕告诉摩西要做的事情。
Leviticus started because God instructed Moses of the things he.
那个启示的时间是一个月。
And this this whole time period took 1 month.
啊，利未记啊，就是告诉他们说你要杀牛杀羊怎么献祭。
So in Leviticus, it tells us that how they have to kill goats and lambs to sacrifice.
就是借着流血而来解决神跟人之间的障碍。
That is to through the shedding of the blood from the animals, it will resolve the obstacle between man and God.
所以前面十章啊，那个讲到五大祭。
So first 10 chapter talks about the 5 main feasts.
利未记的十一章以后啊，就叫做圣洁的条例。
5 main offerings, and after that, it talks about the establishments of these laws.
我们人跟神重建关系了啊，以后啊啊，就是要过一种圣洁的生活。
When the relationship between man and God has been once again reconciled, man need to live a very holy life.
所以神古时候啊是透过会幕。啊，这样跟人相会。
So in the ancient time, through the tabernacle, that is where God meets man.
那出埃及记的二十五章到三十一章是主事，告诉摩西说你怎么造会幕。
So from chapter 25 to 31, it is all the instructions of how to build the tabernacle.
摩西在山上四十昼夜啊，神就亲自告诉他。
When Moses was up in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, God.
当然，三十二章到三十四章啊，中间插了一段呢、啊，就是他们去拜金牛。
So from chapter 32 to 40, 32 to 34 that was the period when they went to worship the golden calf.
好，因为他们发现说摩西上去那么久啊，可能不晓得怎么样呢。
Because they were wondering what happened to Moses after a long time.
他们要求亚伦为他们造金牛。
And they asked Aaron to erect them a golden calf.
后来神叫摩西说赶快下去，以色列百姓败坏了。
So God told Moses to go down quickly because.The Israelite has deviated.
他说要把他以色列人啊，说要把他们全部灭掉。
And he wanted to wipe all the Israelites out.
后来摩西啊，在神的面前一直流泪、痛哭、祷告。
But Moses intercede for the people with shedding of tears.
啊，他说啊，你如果不赦免他们，你干脆也把我的名字啊从生命册上涂掉了。
Moses pleaded with God because he said, if you do not spare them, may you take my name away from the book of life.
神说啊，谁得罪我，我就把他的名字涂掉。
God said, whoever go against me, I will take his name out from the book of life.
但是因为摩西一直求啊，后来神说好了好了，我赦免他们了。
But Moses pleaded insistently, so God spared them.
后来神说啊，我派个天使带你们去就好了，我不跟你们同去了。
So Moses told them, I would send an angel.To be with you, so I will not dwell together with you.
好，摩西又求啊，后来神说好了好了，我跟你们去了。
Oh, and God, once again, Moses pleaded, and God give in and say.
啊，我们在唱那个诗歌三百五十二首哈。
When we sing 352, a very pleasing hymn.
那其实那个就是当时的一个背景哈。
This was the background. This hymn was sung during the background.
因为后来摩西要求神说，神啊，你让我看看你。
Because Moses pleaded to God that he wanted to see the countenance of God.
啊，神说啊，人看到我啊，没有办法存活。
God say, no man can be alive if he were to see my face.
但是摩西要求看啊，但是神又不忍心拒绝啊。
Moses wanted to see the face of God, but and God did not want to reject.
所以就告诉他说，有一个岩石线，你就躲在那里。
So God told him to hide in the pillar of.
我用我的手把你遮住。
And I will cover you with my hand.
当我荣耀过去的时候，你可以看到我的背面。
When my glory passes through, you can see my back view.
所以你看，摩西啊，真的是可以跟神面对面讲话，很亲密的人。
So we can see Moses is a person that has this intimate conversation with God.
他的祷告啊，神都垂听。
That God would grant his request.
这是那个32章到34章的背景。
This is the background recorded in chapter 32 to 34.
35章以后啊，就开始真正的造会幕了。
From chapter 35, that is when they start building the tabernacle.
记载他们会幕建造的过程，一直到40章。 会幕建好了，把它立起来。
So the process started from chapter 35 to 40, and when once it's done, they begin to lift it up.
因为我们有些还没有讲哦，就要考试。
Now we're going to have this test even before I tell you this lesson.
因为我们都很天才哦，所以不要教就可以会了。
I don't need to teach you; you already know.
所以我看有一个题目哦，还是要。 稍微讲一下了哈。
And I saw one of your question to the test exam.
你看，我看那个题目好像说叫你们自己看答案嘛，看课本、看讲义哈。会幕。
And now we'll talk about the tabernacle.
其实这个会幕的道理很重要，也很有趣。
It's very interesting and important to know about the truth of the tabernacle.
但是我们平时在读哈，有时候读不懂。
But sometimes when we read, we may not be able to understand.
不过大概是这样，那个题目是讲会幕的结构。This
is the structure of the tabernacle.
这个会幕的大小，大概跟我们现在在建的那个伊丽莎白那个纽泽西那个Hillsboro的礼拜堂差不多大。The
building, exterior building, can be the size of the Hillsboro church that we're building right now.
大概是将近11,000。
11,000 feet square.
因为我们那个是11,300尺。
That one is 11,300. It's more or less the same.
台湾都是用平嘛，平大概是320几平嘛， 300多平。
平是米。这是日本人的。
In
Taiwan, they use a different metric system, 325. It's the conversion unit of the land. I think it's hackles.
所以那个大小哈。 大概是11,000尺左右。
So it's about 11,000 feet square feet.
这个外面这个叫做院围。This
is the surrounding of the tabernacle.
是他们那个吗？ Surround, 他们那个是整个。
The fence or the tent.
院围，怎么样？院门，然后再一个院围。
The gate. This is the gate.
Gate 是在这里。 Gate 是在这里。 Gate 在哪？第二个。 Gate 在过来。因为它有一个门，是开向东边。
It's facing the east.
这个门很大。
This gate is very wide.
旁边这个用那个细麻布织的，把内外把它分开来。It's
covered with the linen and to separate from the outside to the inside.
就是圣所跟外面就把它分开来。This
surrounds around the place so that it separates from the outside.
那一进来的时候，这里有一个四方形的，这个叫做燔祭坛。
This is the altar of the burnt offerings.
这个燔祭坛就是杀牛杀羊啊，都把它献在这上面的。
So when you sacrifice the animals, you place on this altar.
啊，第一次啊，献祭的时候，那个火是天上降下来的。
The first time when you sacrifice, fire came down from heaven.
所以那个火要维持啊，啊不要熄灭。
So this fire will never extinguish.
所以那个火是天上来的火。
The fire came from heaven.
所以第一次献祭完以后，亚伦有两个儿子啊，就拿一般的火啊，叫做燔火，把它献上去了。不是在那个会幕门口被烧掉吗
？So after the first sacrifice, Aaron and his two sons went to pick up other coals to try to burn it, and they got burnt.
因为他们拿香炉啊，啊那个火要从这里点。
They took a incense and they tried to light the altar.
那个火是天上来的火，不能够用人间的火。
But the altar comes from heaven and cannot be lit by human.
那结果因为他们随便用。普通的火啊，就烧香啊，这个就被烧掉了。
And
烧掉衣服都没有坏，但是人就死掉了。
But they tried to burn with their own ways, and as a result, they got burnt.
所以这个是天上。
But the clothes were still intact.
啊，再来后面呢、啊、有一个啊洗濯盆。
It's the bronze laver.
Laver 啊，啊这是用那个铜镜，妇女以前的镜子不是玻璃镜。以前的镜子是铜镜。
It's made in bronze. The mirror in the ancient times are made from bronze.
它是用那个妇女用的那个铜镜啊
the,
来做的一个洗桌盆。
The material is woman use it as the material for the mirror.
啊，所以都要在这里洗手洗脚。
So you can wash your hands and feet.
洗干净哈。
And be clean.
啊，然后才可以进到这个圣所里面。
That's when you can enter into the holy place.
这是一个圣所。
This is the holy place.
那圣所啊，前面叫圣所，啊，中间有一个幔子隔着，后面就是住圣所。
There's a curtain that separate the holy place from the holies of holies.
啊，那要进到圣所的时候，这里有一个门帘呢、啊，那个木帘啊，低低的。
When you enter into the holy place, it's a,
那个木帘啊，很漂亮，那个织的很漂亮。
It's being a weave in a very beautiful pattern.
啊、所以要进去的时候，你一定要低着头才能够进去。
You need to bend down in order to walk past.
啊，平时就是祭司了，还有一些服侍的立位人可以进来。
Only the priest and the Levites gets to go inside.
啊，进来以后的右边啊，有一个桌子啊，这个叫做饼桌，陈设饼的桌子。
There's a table. It's the table of showbread.
啊，这个饼桌啊，要放十二个饼。
It's faced with 12 bread.
啊，每到安息日的时候啊，祭司拜把那个旧饼换下来，啊，再放新的饼上去。
So when it's time, the priest will replace the bread.
啊，这个饼啊，就只有祭司可以吃。
Only the priest gets to eat the bread.
所以有一次啊，大卫不是肚子饿啊，要求祭司给他吃吗
？One time David was running and he was starving and he requested the priest to give him some bread.
啊，祭司说啊，要圣洁的人才可以吃。
And the priest answered him, only the those who are pure, are able to eat the bread.
那是特别的啦，特别给他的。
This was specially given to him.
圣经里面讲说，这是一种特别的恩典啦，本来是祭司才可以吃的。
It was a special blessing and grace to him because only the priest gets to eat the bread.
啊、因为当时他如果没有饼，没有什么东西啊，那可能肚子饿了，饿死掉了。那所以神是怜悯的，
because,
所以就这样给他吃。
Because he had a need to consume the food at that time, and God is a merciful, so he was able to eat it. And then it's the golden candlestick.
那、啊、这个灯台啊，有七个灯盏。
There's seven
七个灯盏啊。祭司都要早晚去点灯。
Seven lamps, and the priest needs to light them up.
所以这个灯台啊，可以照亮整个会幕。
And this candlestick can give light to the entire holy place.
那到了圣殿的时候啊，这个灯台变成十个。圣殿哦，所罗门建造圣殿的时候，灯台有十个。
When Solomon built the temple, there were ten candlesticks.
因为那个圣殿的规模比较大。
Because the temple is bigger in size.
左边、右边各五个灯台，所以把整个圣殿照得很亮。
So they place five on each side, and it gives a very bright light to the temple.
那在前面这个地方是一个香坛。
And this is the altar of incense.
哦，那香坛就是 相反的位置啊，最靠近这个施恩座。
And it's very close to the mercy seat.
啊，你也知道说，从那个尺寸来看呢、啊，香坛是最高。
And from the dimension, you can see that the altar of incense is very high, very tall.
隔了一个幔子啊，对着就是施恩座。
And through the curtain, it's facing the mercy seat.
啊，所以我们常常讲说，这个烧香啊，祷告啊，是最重要的侍奉，就是这样。
That is why we often place emphasis that to pray and to offer it's the most important work.
因为这个最直接啊，蒙恩的一种方法。
Because this is directly a method to receive grace.
最重要而且是最美的侍奉。
This is the most beautiful and important thing, which is to offer the incense of sacrifice.
所以在教会里面的服事当中啊，最重要就是烧香。
So the most important servitude in church is to pray and to sacrifice.
这个幔子啊，把圣所跟注事所隔开。
This curtain separates the holy place and the holies of holies.
那一年一次啊，就是七月十号。
Once in a year.
大祭司啊，带着牛羊的血进到注圣所里面，把血洒在这个施恩座上，他为自己跟为百姓来赎罪。
The high priest would get to go into the holy of holy with the blood of an animal and to atone the sins for him and the people.
所以其他人不可以进去。
No one else can enter.
啊，只有大祭司啊。
Only the high priest gets to enter.
一年只有一次进到主圣所里。
And he can only do it once in a lifetime.
啊，到了主耶稣被钉十字架。
And when Jesus was crucified,
这个幔子啊，就从上头裂开来。
Was crucified on the cross. This curtain was being torn from the from above.
所以说这个幔子啊裂开了，所以就这一条路啊就打通了。
When the curtain was being torn open, there's a direct way from the altar of incense to into the holies of holies.
所以希伯来书的第四章里面说啊
，Hebrews chapter four, the altar.
我们现在啊可以直接坦然来到施恩宝座前。
He said, now we can come forward directly to the mercy seat.
啊，可以向神祷告求恩典。
We can pray directly to God and ask for grace. So in the Old Testament, you have to go through the priest. But we do not have to do that anymore because we can go directly to the mercy seat. We can pray directly. In the Holies of Holies, there is placed Ark of the Covenant. It is a wooden box.
因为这里你们要考试的时候也先讲嘛，哈。
Because you need to be tested on this, that is why I should start with this.
这一个木箱子里面放三样东西。
And in the Ark of Covenant, there are three items being placed inside.
啊，一个是两块滑板，写着十条诫命。
There's two Ten Commandments written in a tablets, two tablets.
他本来讲说那个玛拿的金冠，还有亚伦挖过亚的杖，是放在那个耶柜前。
Old Testament recorded the Aaron's stuff, Aaron's rod, and the urn of the incense was placed in front of the Ark of Covenant.
那希伯来书第九章里面讲到耶柜里面有三样东西的。
But in Hebrew, it records there were three items in the Ark of Covenant.
但是到底是不是放在里面，或者为什么那个希伯来书的作者他会这样讲？因为旧约都是讲的放在前面，只有那个两块滑板在里面。
So we're not sure whether they was inside or outside.
不过我觉得说从属灵意义来讲呢。
But from the spiritual interpretation.
因为这个耶柜啊里面的三样东西哈。
Because the three things in the Ark of Covenant.
虽然这个诫命叫做生命之约。
Even though the commandment is the laws pertaining to life.
但是罪是一种定罪的主旨。
But it is a system to atone for your sins.
因为你要全守律法才能够得生命，你违背律法就被定罪。
Because in order to preserve your life, you have to keep the laws, and if you don't, you will be removed.
啊，但是旧约时代讲人没有办法把律法都守得完全嘛。
But in Old Testament, record that man has no ways to keep all the laws.
那为什么有这个玛拿的金冠？当然是他们旷野的食物。
And manna was the food to provide to them in the wilderness.
但是他们因为天天吃玛拿，他们也感到厌烦。
But they got very sick of eating manna every day.
厌弃玛拿。
So they started to not like manna.
后来他们想要出东西啊，这个出肉当中就被击杀了。
and they want to eat other things, and while they were eating meat, they got killed. So the manna was there to as a remembrance. To remind them that how they have once ever been once that they have go against God. And another item is Aaron's rod. It signifies that God was abiding with them. And why does Aaron's rod being placed in there? Because the Levites once rebel against Moses and Aaron. So God caused the ground to open up and swallow the people in.
250
priests were being consumed by fire.
百姓就一直埋怨摩西说：“你们杀掉了以色列的百姓。”
So the people started to complain to Moses that you have killed the Israelites.
那神就用瘟疫啊，让他们死掉好多人。And
God used plagues to cause many death.
那个时候啊，神就为着要证明说摩西亚伦是神特别拣选的。God
wanted to prove to the Israelites that He has specially chosen Moses and Aaron.
叫他们一个支派拿一根棍杖来。
He wants each tribe to take a rod to place in front of the Ark of Covenant and take it out the next day. Aaron's rod was blossom and had trees and flowers. At that time, the people were have nothing more to say because they truly know that Moses and Aaron were being chosen by God. So it stopped their murmuring and complaints. That is why the rod and it was placed inside. So these three things is to record of their wrongdoings. On top of the Ark of Covenant, there's a mercy seat. It's made with a heavy gold. So this is to say that God wanted to redeem our sins, so He wanted to cover up our sins. And the price He has to pay is priceless. So Lord Jesus has paid a price for us, and He paid with His own life to redeem our sins. So that's why He's able to cover up our sin. And there's blood on a mercy seat. There's cherubim was on top. Seraphim are the angels that's ministering judgment. When man committed sin and being cast out of the Garden of Eden, God wants to prevent man from once again trying to take the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So He commanded the seraphim to guard the garden. It is to maintain the justice of God. Because there's the blood on the mercy seat, God's mercy, it flows out. So on the mercy seat, there's the place where God's mercy and judgment. So God's grace and mercy can come to men. In the Old Testament, man has sinned and cannot come into the mercy seat. Through the blood of Jesus, it opened a new channel and a way for us. So we can freely come before the throne of mercy seat.
这是详细的, 所以你们如果考试的话, 就是, 这几个器皿哦。
These are just very important things to remember in your exams.
好，那我们看回来，十四章哈，我们要过红海。
Back at Exodus chapter 14, where it's the crossing of the Red Sea.
十四章哈。
Chapter 14.
以色列人要出埃及的时候啊，圣经里面说啊，他们是昂然无惧的出埃及啊。
So the Israelites left Egypt.
因为当时啊，神用大能降华给埃及人。
Because God sent plague on the Egyptians.
所以让埃及人呐、啊、要求以色列人赶快离开。
So he wants the Israelites to leave quickly.
啊，但是他们后来呀、啊，往红海边走的时候啊，法老王以为说以色列人迷路了。
So just when they about to they left the Red Sea, Pharaoh thought they were lost.
结果他又想到说，我怎么让他们走了？然后就要想要再，他就变心了，再想要把他们抓回来。
So just that instant, he suddenly realized why did he let them go, and he changed his mind and wanted to
come back. 所以法老王啊，预备车辆马兵啊，就追了。
So Pharaoh called the chariots and the army to go after them.
那这个以色列人看到法老王跟他的精兵追来
，When the Israelites saw like the Pharaoh's army and chariots were chasing them.
十二章的第十节说，他们就很惧怕，就哀求神了。
They started to panic and they cry out to God.
十一节说，他们对摩西说：“难道埃及没有活物吗？你怎么把我们带来死在旷野？”
They started to tell, ask, complain to Moses, "Why did you leave us to die in the desert?"
我们在埃及服侍埃及，我们服侍埃及人，总比死在旷野还好。
It would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
他们对摩西说：“我们一直告诉你，你不要搅扰我们呐、啊，我们，啊，
Moses,
我们要服侍埃及人。”
They wanted to keep telling Moses that they want to serve the Egyptians.
所以以色列人一到困难的时候啊，就乱了，就埋怨神。
When the Israelites met with a difficulty, they started to be confused and murmur against God.
虽然当时啊已经没有路了。
It seems that they have come to a dead end.
因为前面是红海，后面是埃及的追兵。
In front of them was the Red Sea, and at the back was the chasing of the Egyptians.
但是我们看到摩西啊，很有信心，他知道还有一条路。
But we know that Moses is full of faith and trust.
所以十三节。
And so in verse 13.
摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，主管战事。啊，看神今天怎么为我们施行救恩，因为你们今天所看到的埃及人，必永远不再看到了。”十四节。
Verse 14.
神必为我们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。所以。一般人啊，遇到困难的时候，看到已经没有路可以走了。
Most people when they face with a difficulty and they see that they have come to a dead end.
但是一个有信心的人啊，在没有在困难当中，他往往会看出神会为他开路。
But a person who's full of trust and faith will see that God will open a way for them.
那这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
尤其我们在做教会的圣工，有时候你遇到走投无路的时候。
When we're doing church work and we have come to a dead end.
但是我们要知道神一定会为我们开路。
We have to realize that God will open a way for us.
这是一种信心的表现。
This is a manifestation of faith.
所以在使徒行传里面讲到说要选立一些工人啊，第一个条件就是大有信心。
So in Acts of Apostles, when they have to elect workers, the first criteria is that they have to be full of
faith. 这不只是一种知识上的信心呢、啊。
It's not a faith in terms of wisdom.
不只是相信说有神。
Not only to believe,
而是在那个困难当中啊，真正能够依靠神啊，来靠主来突破困难。
But to be truly able to know that they can rely and trust in Lord when they face with difficulty.
哥林多前书第十章里面说啊，神让我们遇到的患难啊，都是我们担当得起的。
First Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that the burdens and difficulty that we bear, it's things that God enable us to.
那并且在我们困难当中啊，试炼当中啊，他总会为我们开出一条出路来。
In times of moments of difficulties and problems, God will always open a way for us.
啊，所以神一定会为我们开路，我们应当有这样的信心。
So God will surely open a way for us that if we believe
in
faith.
一般的人呐，有说没有信心，看到困难就是埋怨。
So generally, people who have lack of faith when they face with difficulty, they
但是摩西说：“你们安静，不要吵。”
But Moses told them to quiet down.
啊，我们慢慢看看神怎么为我们征战，神怎么为我们开路。
Let's just see what God will do for us today.
那神对他说：“你把那个拐杖啊伸向红海。”
God said, "Raise your rod to the Red Sea."
结果一夜之间呐，神那个红海啊海水干了啊，然后以色列人就可以走干地过去。
So at that very moment, God caused the Red Sea to part so that they can see a dry.
后来埃及人呐，看到说以色列人也是看到以色列人走干地，他们也要跟着下去。
When the Egyptians saw that the Israelites has walked on the dry ground, they wanted to follow.
啊，那神就把他们车辆弄坏了，让他们。 没有办法逃走。
God caused them to be malfunctioned in their chariots, and they have no way to go.
等到以色列人通通过去了以后啊，海水又活过来，把所有埃及的军兵啊，通通淹死在红海当中。
Just when the Egyptians were crossing the Red Sea, God caused the water to once again close up, and they were all in the water.
所以我们看到希伯来书里面所讲，以色列人他们是凭着信心过红海。
So we see in Hebrew that the Israelites crossed the Red Sea with faith.
后来埃及人说试着想要过去啊，结果全部都被海水把它吞灭掉了。
The Egyptians tried to follow, but at the end they were all being wiped out by the river.
啊，那他们过了红海以后啊，就在那里看到神的伟大拯救，在那唱歌赞美神。
And after they crossed the Red Sea, they can see the miraculous work and power of God, and they started to sing hymns and praises.
那这个过红海啊，有属灵的意表。
Crossing the Red Sea has spiritual meaning.
看哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十章第一节。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节。
Verse 2.
啊，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。这里讲到他们当时过红海，就是受洗归了摩西。At
that time when they were crossing the Red Sea, they were all baptized into Moses.
因为过了红海以后，就脱离了埃及啊，脱离法老王的权势。After
they crossed the Red Sea and they left Egypt, they have departed from the dominion of Pharaoh.
啊，在过红海以前呐，法老会辖住他们。
Before the crossing of the Red Sea, they were still under the control of the Pharaoh, and he wanted to treat them as slaves.
过了红海以后，就脱离了法老的权势了。After
they crossed the Red Sea, they were no longer under the control of the Pharaoh. This is when they were liberated.
我们在受洗以前啊，就是在撒旦的权势之下。Before
we were baptized, we were under the control of the Satan.
所以受洗以后啊，就是从撒旦的权下归向真神。After
baptism, we have returned to God and away from the control of the Satan.
所以有时候在受洗之前啊，魔鬼会想尽办法阻挡。Sometimes
before baptism, devil will try to use many ways.
但是我们要靠着圣灵的帮助啊，靠着神的全能啊，来战胜过。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit and God's power, we can overcome the devil's hindrance.
以前有一个弟兄啊，他们来信主、来慕道，后来要洗礼。There
was a brother who came to observe the truth, and he wanted to get baptized.
他早上啊，来参加早上的祷告会。He
came for the morning prayer.
啊，然后回家拿衣服。And
he went home to pick up his clothes.
啊，因为准备要去洗礼。He's
ready to be baptized.
啊，他骑着摩托车要到教会来。
And he was riding a motorbike, and he was on his way to church.
结果在路上啊，一部大卡车把他整个车子啊，他的摩托车把他撞得稀烂。In
the middle, on the way there, there was a big truck that knocked him out and caused.
不过感谢主啊，主耶稣保守他，身体都没有什么受伤。But
thank the Lord that he was very well protected, and he did not have any injuries.
啊，那个司机啊。 一个计程车的司机啊，就问他说：“你有没有受伤啊？有没有什么关系啊？”
So the driver of the truck came out and asked him, "Are you hurt?"
他说：“没有，没有了。你赶快要带我到教会去了。”
And he said, "I'm not harmed at all, but can you please take me to church?"
啊，那个司机就觉得很奇怪。你叫我带你到教会去做什么？
So the driver was very astonished. And
我看看你有没有受伤啊？要不要赔偿你？
He was astonished because all he wanted was to pay compensate for the damages.
我要洗礼啊，恐怕来不及了，赶快带我到教会去，我要参加洗礼。
But all the person wanted was to go to church and be baptized.
好，感谢主啊！后来他还赶得上啊。
We thank God that he just made it for baptism.
有时候我们在洗礼之前啊，有时候会遇到一些阻挡。
So sometimes when a person's about to get baptized, he might face with some obstacle.
有一个姐妹，她带着三个小孩子要来受洗。
A sister brought three children to come to be baptized.
因为她的先生啊，不让他们信主。
Because her husband does not want them to be a believer.
啊，她在怎么跟她的先生要求啊？啊，就是讲不通。
And she keep reasoning with him, but he refused to listen.
后来他想说，好了，我就下决心了，就是去洗礼了。
And he finally gave in and said, I will go to the baptism.
啊，洗完礼以后啊，再讲了。
And after they get baptized, we'll talk about it.
啊，他就带着三个小孩子啊，就去洗礼了。
So she took the three children to go and get baptized.
聚会完以后回来那天晚上。
After the baptism and after service, they
他就准备了一顿很丰盛的晚餐。
She prepared a very sumptuous meal.
啊，他先生也吃得很高兴。
The husband ate joyfully.
啊，吃到一半的时候。
And halfway through their meal,
他跟他先生说：“我今天呢、啊，带着三个孩子去受洗了。”
And while he was still eating, she told him that I brought the three children to be baptized today.
哦，那先生就气起来。
Suddenly he got really angry.
给他打了三下。
And slap her three times.
他说还好，感谢主，主有三下。
And she gave thanks to God because it's only three times.
啊，比本来预期的还好。
She expected the worst.
啊，后来已经没有办法了，已经洗礼了。
Because she already got them baptized.
先生也没有办法了。
The husband cannot do anything.
虽然被打三下，但是他们就这样就过关了。
Even though she just got hit three times, they have passed through the test.
啊，所以真的有时候啊，要信主受洗之前有很多阻挡。
So we can see sometimes when a person is about to get baptized, he is faced with a lot of we have departed from the control of the Satan.
我们在台湾教会在施洗的时候，常常有很多的神迹哦。
There are always a lot of miracles happen in the churches in Taiwan.
有一次在南部
we were conducting baptism.
有一个青年呐、啊，因为犯鬼。
There was a youth in the southern part of Taiwan.
那家人带他到教会来慕道。
And the family members brought him to church.
那个到海边去洗礼的时候。
And when we brought him to get baptized.
到海里啊，他一直游啊，往那个海中间一直游过去啊。
He started swimming when we were in the ocean.
哇、哦，大家很紧张，在岸上就一直祷告啊。
And everyone started panicking, and we started praying.
哇、哦，海浪就一浪一浪就把他冲回来。
So the waves swept him back.
啊，冲到那个传道者的前面。
And wash him ashore to the feet of the
pastor. 赶快抓住就奉主耶稣圣名为你赎洗，洗净你的罪，然后把他压在水里面。
So the pastor quickly grabbed him and submerged him to be baptized.
啊，后来他洗礼完起来说：“啊，我没有地方住了，我没有地方住了。”那个水领接着他。我没地方住，我没地方住了，而且就跑掉了。
After he came out from the water, there was a voice and say, "I have no place to go because the devil has left him."
哦，所以我们看到说这个洗礼好像说几秒钟的时间呢、啊。
Even though the baptism only take place for a few minutes.
但是这是一个神宝贵的应许。
But this is a very important promise of God.
我们真教会的洗礼的确是赦罪的洗礼。
The baptism of our church has to do with the remission and forgiveness.
是脱离撒旦的权势。
It is to be a break away from the dominion.
他说洗礼完以后，罪就不在我们身上做王了。
After we are baptized, sin no longer become the king or master of our body.
我们已经脱离了罪，脱离了撒旦的属。
Because we have depart from sin and depart from the control of
Satan. 就得享自由了。
So we have gained liberty and freedom.
啊，这是一个非常大的恩典。
This is indeed a great blessing.
啊、哦，再来十五章前面呢、啊。
The first portion of chapter 15.
摩西呢，还有以色列百姓呢，看到神的拯救，在那里啊，唱歌跳舞欢呼。
So Moses and Israelites saw the deliverance of God and started to sing and praise God.
啊，真的，这是一个非常伟大的一种救恩呢。
It is indeed a wonderful and great salvation.
啊，这个歌的内容啊，啊，一部分是讲到赞美神的伟大，他是一个战士、哦、 天主为他们征战。
The content of the praise talks about how God personally helped them to fight the battle.
所以第一节说啊
，Verse one it tells us，
因为他大大战胜，将马和骑马都投在海中。
They have gained victory, as the horse and its rider.
神是我的力量，我的诗歌。
Because the Lord is their strength and our
God. 我的拯救，我的神。
He has become their salvation and their God.
所以我要赞美他，要尊崇他。
Therefore, they should praise him, exalt him.
啊，当有说我们遇到神的这样的救恩啊，很自然的从内心里面感谢颂赞。
When we receive the salvation of the Lord, very naturally, we like to give thanks and praise him in our heart.
所以神是至圣至荣啊，没有可比的。
Because God indeed, none can be compared to him.
后来。说外邦人啊，听到他们都要降服啊，在神的大能手下。
Even the Gentile, when they heard it, they want to be under him.
因为神要做王，要直到永远。
Because God will reign as king forever.
前面这一段是诗歌，一节一节的诗歌。
These are all different verses of the praise.
啊，最后一段呢，二十二十一节那里就是副歌了，说米利暗还有一些妇女呀、啊，啊，他们就。啊，相应哈、哦，啊，这样来，啊，唱这个颂赞的诗歌。
In verse 21 is the chorus where Marian sang repeatedly a few times.
他说：“我们看到摩西啊，是一个相当有才干的领导者，又是一个很好的诗人哈、
哦。” We can see not only is Moses a great leader, but also a great composer.
诗篇里面有很多他的诗歌。
And because there's a lot of poem and psalms in Psalms.
十五章二十二节以下，他们又开始走了。
So they continue their journey, verse 22.
啊，离开红海啊，那、啊、就往旷野走，走三天找不到水。
So they have left the Red Sea and they were in the desert and could not find water.
后来发现没有水啊，说那个水是苦的，没有办法喝。
And when they found water, it was bitter that they could not drink it.
所以那个地方叫做马拉，马拉就是苦的意思。
That's why the place is called Mara, which means bitter.
啊，遇到困难啊，百姓又开始埋怨了。
When they once again faced with problems, they start to complain.
你把我们带到这里，要让我们喝什么呢？
They complained to Moses, "What are we to drink?"
那就后来摩西就呼求神。
So Moses cried out to God once again.
神只是一个方法来解决这个问题。
And God had a way to solve this problem.
砍一棵树，把它丢到水里，水就变甜了。
He cut the piece of wood and threw it into the water, and the water becomes sweet.
他说神借着这样来教导他们顺服神，学习神的律例。
From this way, God taught them to learn to be submitted to Him and to trust Him.
那所以这是一个相当好的一个故事哈，从马拉到以林。
This is a very good story from the journey of Mara to Elim.
在我们的生活当中啊，有时候也会像以色列人遇到马拉的苦水一样。
In our daily life, we might face with times where they're like.
但是当遇到困难的时候，我们用埋怨的没有办法解决问题。
But if we use grumble and murmuring, it cannot solve the problem.
因为以色列人常常埋怨神呐、啊，所以神不喜悦。
Because the Israelite likes to complain and murmur against God, and this is displeasing in the eyes of God.
所以哥林多前书第十章里面说，我们不要发怨言。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us not to murmur against God.
我们要学习常常感谢神。
But to learn to always give thanks.
那真的有的人呐、啊，在那个困难当中啊，还是一样会感谢。
Some people in times of trials and difficulty, they still learn to give thanks.
我们曾经听过一个见证啊，就在台湾彰化县的教会。
We heard of a testimony in Taiwan Church.
有一个姐妹叫做感谢主啊。
There's a sister by the name of Thanks the Lord.
那这个姐妹啊，她本来还没有信主的时候，因为她生了小孩死掉好几个，所以她精神有点不太正常。
Before she came to believe, she had many children, but some of them had died, and that is why she's very mentally unstable.
啊，整天都躲在那个床上哈、哦，啊，那个蚊帐围起来，都躲在里面不敢出来。
She likes to hide herself in the mosquito net and would not come out.
啊，后来有人把道理传给他们，为他祷告，啊，他就出来得自由了。
So someone came to preach to her and pray for her. She started to come out from
that
place.
她一天到晚啊，就是感谢呀，感谢呀，因为她觉得神的恩典很大。
So every day, every night, she started to give thanks because God's grace to her.
有一次啊，谢顺道长老去那边领会。
One time, Elder Shea was there having service.
他手受伤啊，就用布包起来。
And his hand was injured, and he wrapped it.
那这个老姐妹就问说，哎。 谢长老啊，因为那个时候谢祖师说，谢祖师啊，你手怎么了？
So the sister asked Elder Xie, who was a deacon at that time, what happened to your hand?
他说不小心割伤了。
He said I cut myself accidentally.
那这个姐妹说感谢主哦。
The sister said, thanks the Lord.
所以当然谢祖师说啊，谢长老说，哦，我手割伤啊，你怎么说感谢主啊？
Elder Xie was surprised. I cut my hand, and why do you say thanks to God?
他说感谢主啦，没有割断。
She said, "Thank God that your it's not just you did not cut your whole hand."
哎，也有道理啊。虽然受伤啊，但是没有割断嘛，哈。
It seems reasonable that there's only just a cut, but not the entire finger.
那有一次巴西水灾。
One time there was a flooding in.
有一次大水啊，做大水。
A big flood.
在彰化县、嘉义县的很多房子都被吹走，
Taiwan, 都冲走掉。And many houses were being swept away.
啊，很多人的家里面的一些财物都被冲走。
All the possessions in a lot of families in the house were all being swept.
总会就派来一些人到各家去访问。
So the GA sent people to visit them.
啊，每一个家庭啊，这些传道人一到啊，每个家庭都说啊，都愁眉苦脸啊，我什么东西被冲走了，我怎么啊，损失了什么东西呀？ 啊就一直的啊，很难过啊。
So when the pastor or preacher went to visit them, or the family started to say that they feel very sorrowful that everything in their house has gone.
啊，后来来到这个老姐妹的家。
So when they came to this elderly sister.
啊，那些总会的负责人就问他说：“啊，你有什么损失吗？”
So the church ministers and the GA asked him, "Do you have any loss?"
他说：“感谢主啦。”
She said, "Thanks to God."
我虽然猪啊，十几头猪啊都被冲走了。
All my pigs have been swept away.
但是那个猪兽还帮我留下来。虽然很多猪都被冲走了，但是猪兽哈、啊、还留着了。
It sounds the same.
养猪的那个猪圈哈、啊。
Oh, the pig style is still remain there.
那所以圣经里面讲到说，我们要学习凡事感谢。
So the Bible tells to give thanks at all times.
虽然在困难当中啊，但是也有神的恩典呐、啊。
When there's difficulties, there's still the grace of God.
哦，啊，这样的感谢，这样的祷告最美。
It is a very in this kind of circumstances.
好像约伯什么东西都没有掉了。
It's like when Job has nothing left.
那太太说、啊：“你干脆弃掉神，死掉算了。”
And his wife was telling him to curse God and die.
那他说、啊：“赏赐在神呐、啊，收取在神呐、啊。”
He say all things comes from God, and if God wants to take it back,
神是应当称颂的啊。
But God is worthy to be praised.
哇，你看这样的赞美啊，这样的祷告多么美，魔鬼都没有办法。
This kind of praise and prayer is so wonderful that even Satan cannot come to obstruct.
啊，听我的。
Prince Simon.
Amen.